We're in Simin Lamed Beis, Seif Yud Ches, in the last Bir Halacha, Divrei HaMaschil Yigur Kol Mashem Nase B'Pisul, where he says regarding an Aleph that has either the Yud HaElyon or the Yud HaTachta in Dovuk to the Kav HaEmtzoi, that one would have to erase whatever was written B'Psul. Ayin B'Magen Avram Shekosav, Haynu Kol Mashem Kosav Ba'Oisei Ois Achar She'osa HaNegiyah. B'Magen Avram understands that anything written after the Negiah happened is called Nechtav B'Psul, and that would need to be erased. V'ayin B'Prima Godem Sheber Dvarav L'Inyin Yud HaElyon, and the Prima Godem understands that the Magen Avram is discussing a case where the Yud HaElyon of the Aleph touched the middle Kav. D'imnoga Yud HaElyon Ba'Aleph V'Hishlim Ha'Ois Achar Kach, if the Negiah happened by the Yud HaElyon of the Aleph, and after that he completed writing the rest of the Aleph, Tzorach Ligor Kol HaAleph, he has to erase the entire Aleph. And just erasing the upper yud will not be enough to kasher the letter, because part of the letter that was nechtav b'psul is still there. The Magen Avram understands this from the word kol, which the Shulchan Aruch said, that the Mechaber said that one has to erase v'ein tzarich ligor kol ha'ois regarding the hay. Of the Negiah by the hay, he says you don't have to erase kol ha'ois. I'm sorry, that's not what we're referring to. We're referring to later on in the Mechaber, where he says about the Aleph, ein takana begreir lahafrida, dehavei k'chak toiches, ela yigra kol mashenase b'psul. The Mechaber says you have to erase everything kol mashenase b'psul. So this diuk is coming from the word kol. V'dikdei kamagen Avram zeh mimilas kol hakaseh b'shulchan aruch. Umo oidi poli lahoitzi davar chodesh kazeh midikdu kal kazeh. And it's a pella, says the Bir Halacha thinks it's a big chiddush to say such a diuk, to be moitzi such a din from a small diuk in the Mechaber like that. V'oid, and furthermore, the ikar dinoi pircha, because the whole din is shver. The haloi b'beis Yosef kosav, the Beis Yosef says, v'zeh lo shaynei. V'imnoga regel ha'alef begag ha'alef. Let's say the regel ha'alef touches the gag of the alef. Ipnei ha'alef bifnei ha'gag shet b'tachtav. Or, again, the case of where the yud ha'elyon or the yud ha'tachtin is touching the middle kav of the alef. Kosav ha'ogur kulan psulin. The ogur says that in all of these cases it's going to be posel. V'ein takana b'mechika oi b'greida. And it would not be fixable by erasing and being chaykik the tzura of a yud. That's the correct girsa. Shenikra chak toiches, because that, as we just said, would be chak toiches. Umihu begreda mashenase b'pisul sagi. By erasing what was written b'psul, that would be enough. K'mo shekasavti b'samuch gabi regel hei v'kuf shenoygin lamala adkan l'shoynei. Umuchach, and it's clear, mipashta de lishna, from the lashon of the Beis Yosef, from the Agur, the umihu, that this that he says over there, umihu, da tarvayu koi, the word umihu is going on both cases. Visagi begreiris hayud viharegel, and it's enough to just erase the yud and the regel. Vidumya de regel hey v'kuf, similar to the case of the regel of the hey or the kuf that touch the gag, where you just have to erase the regel. V'chein muchach gamken milashayna yoiser, v'simin lamed vav, v'zeh lashayna sham, and it's even more explicit later on, where it says, kosav ha'ogur dim hoya ha'yud shalamala al ha'alif noigas to the middle kav, v'kein kosav b'shem marias kanchani, v'kosav oid shamim hidbikon shenifzalu, if it became dovuk in a manner that passels it, ein day lohem b'mechikas devek dehavichak kechak toiches, just being chaykik the correct surah, that would be a problem of chak toiches, and that would not be enough. Elitzarech ligor kol ha'yud shenidbeko letakna lechatchila, but you have to take off the entire yud which was touching and rewrite it. V'hetik zeh gamkein b'darki Moshe Aruch, and the darki Moshe also quotes this lashon. Harei, you see, the af b'dveikas ha'yud ha'elyon dai b'greiris ha'yud. You see from these lashonos that even in a case where the yud ha'elyon is touching and the rest of the aleph was written after it, you don't have to take off the entire aleph, you just have to take off the yud ha'elyon. V'chein, mimashasiyim shama b'beis yosef v'simin lamed vav zeh hadin gufa b'greiris ha'yud b'nidbak yud ha'shin v'ayin. And you see it even more so in the Beis Yosef over there, where he talks about the case of Nidbak Yun Hashin V'Ha'ayin at the end of the Mechaber over here, Muchach Gamken K'moshe Kasavnu, from there also it's clear, like we are saying, that being metakin the yud that's pasul itself would be enough, and you don't have to be metakin the entire ois. La pri megadim tzarich b'zeh gamken greiris kol ois, because according to the pri megadim, you would have to take off the entire ois. K'may b'nidbak yud sha'ala aleph, like a case of the nidbak yud sha'ala aleph, where you have to take off the entire ois according to the pri megadim. T'la prima god ve'ein loimar demaria beis Yosef b'kol zeh shenidbak achar shehishlam ois keroy. And don't answer me that no. When's the beis Yosef saying that you just have to take off the yud itself? That's when the negiyah happened later. Dim kain, because if that's how you're going to answer me, lama tzorich limchay kol ha-yud? Why do you have to take off the whole yud? Dai she yigra miktsasa, you could just be take off some of the yud. Ad shivat lenu la'alef mitzuras ois u'kanal. You shouldn't have to take off the whole yud. As long as you're mevatel tzura, that would be enough. V'chein benaga yud and b'shara isias, just to be mevatel tzura would be enough. You shouldn't have to take off the entire yud. V'gam belavush kasa behedya, the din ha-yud ha-elyon v'atachtin shava, k'may shehevi ha-prima godin ba'atzmai, from the lavush. Im lo shenitcha gam divrei ha-prima godin, v'noymer da b'siyaz v'adar k'mayshe, v'gam ha-lavush ma'ir shekasa mitchila, es etzem ha-ois v'achar kach ha-yud shelamala. That you wrote the whole ois first, and then you wrote the yud shelamala, so it was the last thing that was written, ube'ez ha-shlamosing nidbak ba'kav ha-okam shela'alef, and that's why you only have to take off the yud ha'elyon. But that's a very shverer thing. The pashtus is that he wrote the yud ha'elyon first, and if he wrote the yud ha'elyon first, according to the prima godim, he would have to take off the whole aleph, and yet we see from all these makairis that he only has to take off the entire yud ha'elyon. For lulei divrei ha'prima godim, and therefore, if not for this prima godim, hayanirlani as daiti da magen avram koi al regala tachtin shela aleph, that the magen avram was talking about the regala tachtin. Ubalavar kavanas a shulchan aruch b'mashe kosef kol tahinu sheyigra kol haregel. So he says, what does the magen avram mean? Maybe the magen avram is talking that the bottom yud was the one that became attached, and when the mechaber says that you have to take off kol mashenasa b'psul, he's talking about taking off the entire yud. Kevan shenechtav zeh b'ksiva achas achar asiyas ha-negiyah, because the rest of the yud happened immediately after the negiyah in one stroke. So therefore, like the case we saw in the Bir Halacha, divrei ha-maschil v'im gorar, so you have to take off everything that happened after the negiyah in one stroke. V'lo sagri sheyigra miktsosai achiv atlenu l'ha'alef mitzuras ois. And we saw this before in the Mechaber as well, that it's not enough to just be mevatel tzura, but you have to take off everything that was nechtav b'psul, v'hu adin b'nidbak yud ha'elyon. And the same would apply by the yud ha'elyon, that everything that was written in that stroke needs to come off. And that's what he means by the word kol. Aval al kol panim dai b'greiris kol ha'yud, but taking off the yud is enough, ein tzarech ligra maz nechtav achar kach, but you don't have to erase the rest of the aleph. Kevan shenechtav v'shnei ksivis, because it's a separate ksiva. And the Magen Avram didn't have to speak this out, that he's talking about the bottom yud and not the top yud. Because the Mechaber already spoke this out. That this is a nafkamina if it's the top yud that touches or the bottom yud. And what he means is we had discussed previously the case where you have tipas dioi that fell. So we said that the mechaber and the ramah would be makel as long as he finished it off b'ksiva. And the Taz is not masking to that. The Taz says you have to be mazes the tipa. V'soiver, the kol ois al yedei ksiva ba'inan v'lo yasem emela. You need the entire ois to be made al yedei ksiva, but if part of it is just the tipas dioi shenofla, that would not be enough to kasher the letter. U'mizeh diak ha-prima godim, and from this the prima godim understands the hu hadin, the tzarech la'ataz l'hachmer gam b'din zeh, that in our case of the aleph, you would also have to be machmer, because whatever was written after the negiyah is nechtav b'psul, so it would be no different than dioi that fell onto the klaf, which is also a psul. La'niyaz da'iti ein zeh raya klal. There's no raya from that taz. The sham time Yehuda beinon kolayis al yedei ksiva. Because over there, why is the Taz Machmir? The Taz is Machmir because there's a Din Ksiva, and it can't just fall onto the Klaf. But over here, by the Yud HaElyon, the Lein Asim Emela, it didn't just fall there. Efshe the Dami Zelim, Haya Kaisav HaGag VeRegel, VeAchakach Haya Kaisav HaYud. V'loi Dami LaDalad B'makim Reish, Tzarech Ligro Kulay. It's not like the Dalad where he made a dalet bimkaim reish, where you have to erase the whole thing. The sham asa akol b'ksiva achas, because over there the entire ice was written in one flow. K'moshakosav ataz b'sivkot n'yud zayin. So he's saying two things. First of all, it's not like a tipas d'yosha nafla, because over there there's no maisa ksiva. Mashenkin over here by the aleph, even though it's puzzle, but he was kaisiv the whole thing. That's difference number one. And difference number two, by a reish that he made a dalet, the whole thing was written in one stroke. So therefore, the entire thing was nechtav v'psul. Mashenkin over here, even though the psul happened in the first part of the ice, the Yud HaElyon, nevertheless, the rest of the aleph was not, it's not written in the same stroke. And therefore, you would not have to take that off. Mashenkin bin yanenu l'cherish take sivas heim, and it would be okay. Gam b'sefer l'David emes, l'bala birki Yosef, ein mechalek b'nidbak Yud HaElyon la'tachtoin. Also in the Chidah you find that he is not mechalek like the Bir Halacha wants the taina between the Yud HaElyon and the Yud HaTachtoin, and you just have to fix that Yud. Amnam machar kach reisi, oid be'ez achreinim sh'achar ha'prima godim, sh'nirim idaitim gam kein pra'ka prima godim. However, the Bir Halacha says, once the Prima Godim wrote what he wrote, there are Achreinim who came after the Prima Godim who hold like the Prima Godim, the Das HaMogen Avram, L'chalek Ben Nidbak Yud HaElyon LaTachta, and that according to the Mogen Avram, there would be a difference between a Negiah and the Yud HaElyon, where you would have to take off the whole Aleph, or the Yud HaTachta, where you would just have to take off the bottom Yud. Al-Kain, therefore, since he found some Achreinim who hold like the Prima Godim, Bivadi lechatchila tzarech lehachmer v'ligra kol mashinase v'pisul achesh asa negia. You should be machmer like the Prima Godim to take off everything that happened after the negia. The hainu afilu regal atachta in shela aleph. Okay, gavnem b'shara isis the kachoshev poi v'agoa. And the same would apply for the shin, the ayin, the tzadi, etc. Over the eved, however, if you did not do that, yesh la'ayin and yesh la'achmer b'zeh. Says the Bir Halacha, it's not pasha to me that you would have to be machmer. Achrei the stimas loshna b'syesiv adarkei moishav alavush loy machmer keinu kanal. So be'etzem, he's saying that he holds like what he's understanding in the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, that there is a difference, that there is no difference between the Yud HaElyon and the Yud HaTachtoin, and he thinks that that's the pshat in the Mogen Avraham as well. And in either case, you just have to take off the Yud and nothing else. However, since the Prima Godim argues, and there are Achreinim who hold like the Prima Godim, L'chatchila, one should be Machmir like the Prima Godim. However, if one was not Machmir like the Prima Godim, he's noted to be Mekel, like the Stimas Loshen Abbeis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe, that it's okay. V'yachar kach matzasi b'chidushi Revi Kibbeger, sh'romaz la'ayin b'tshuvas Maria Levi, echav shalataz, v'yanti sham, I listened to Revi Kibbeger, and I looked in the Maria Levi, u'matzasi, sh'gam hu p'shita leide b'negiyas yudin shala alfin, ein tzarech ligar regal atachtin sh'tachas akav. That he also holds that you don't have to take off the rest of the aleph, like the Bir Halacha wanted to say. V'ayin sham ashekosav l'inyin yud ha'elyon, ach l'inyin kav ha'okam. Oh, so all this is regarding the two yuds. But what about the middle part of the aleph? The haynu mashekari b'shulchan aruch gag ha'aleph. Sfirulei, he holds sham d'tzarech l'gorra. You do have to take off the middle part of the aleph. The mikri shenaseh b'psul al yedei adibuk shenizdabuk la'yud. Because that was involved in the accident. It was an accident here between the Yud HaElyon and the middle kav. So memela, the middle kav is like a chover to this psul, and memela that would also have to come off, even though the bottom yud would not have to come off. Ayin sham. Im loy hecha de kasam et chilas a kav ha'okam, unless it's a case where he wrote the kav ha'okam first, the regal ha'tachtein, and then the regal ha'tachtein, and only after that, v'yachar kach hishlim liyud sh'al gabo v'nizdabik boy, the oz l'kulei alma ein tzarech ligur raka yud. In that case, avada, you only would have to erase the yud. The havei ha'kav nechtav b'kashris, because the kav is not a mechutin over here to the psul. Only the yud ha'elyon is the psul. Nachzer l'inyanenu, coming back to what we're talking about, the lechatchila nochen lochush lahachmer ligra afilu regal atachdein Lechatchila, one should be machmir like the prima godim. Ubidiyeved, imlaigor regal atachtain near the ein lahachmir, but bidiyeved, one could be makel. Uleinian kav ha'okim yeshlaayin, and regarding the middle kav, it would depend. Lechur mysterious loshana beis yesi vadarki moshe valavush hanal mashmada yud sarach limchoig v'loi ha'kav. Because again, from the Darkei Moshe and the Beis Yosef and the Lavush, it seems to him that you would not have to erase the middle kav, only the Yud. However, since again the Prima Godim holds differently, he's mesupik about the middle kav, and regarding that, he leaves it as a Tzarech Iyun.